Excerpts from Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi. The Spanish lady, Madam Mercedes de Acorta, has written a letter to Mr. Haig, the American mining engineer, who is here as a temporary resident for the last 2 months. She has raised a few questions there. If the individual self merges into the universal self, how can one pray to God for the uplift of humanity? The question seems to be common among the thinkers of the West. Sri Bhagavan said, they pray to God and finish with, thy will be done. If his will be done, why do they pray at all? It is true that the divine will prevails at all times and under all circumstances. The individuals cannot act of their own accord. Recognize the force of the divine will and keep quiet. Each one is looked after by God. He has created all. You are one among 2,000 millions. When he looks after so many, will he omit you? Even common sense dictates that one should abide by his will. Again, there is no need to let him know your needs. He knows them himself and will look after them. Still more, why do you pray? Because you are helpless yourself and you want the higher power to help you. Well, does not your creator and protector know your weakness? Should you parade your weakness in order to make him know it? Devotee asks again, but God helps those who help themselves. Maharshi replies, certainly help yourself, and that is itself according to God's will. Every action is prompted by him only. As for prayer for the sake of others, it looks so unselfish on the surface of it. But analyze the feeling and you will detect selfishness there also. You desire others' happiness so that you may be happy, or you want the credit for having interceded on others' behalf. God does not require an intermediary. Mind your business and all will be well. Does not God work his will through some chosen person? Devotee asked. Maharshi replies, God is in all and works through all, but his presence is better recognized in purified minds. The pure ones reflect God's actions more clearly than the impure minds. Therefore, people say that they are the chosen ones, but the chosen man does not himself say so. If he thinks that he is the intermediary, then it is clear that he retains his individuality and that there is no complete surrender. Silence is the ocean in which all the rivers of all the religions discharge themselves. So says Tayumanavar. He also adds that the Vedic religion is the only one which combines both philosophy and religion.